Good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will do in our lives. Saints, the testimonies are in. The Lord is still good. We've been through a lot as a people. We've been through a lot as faith walkers. We've experienced some things. We've heard some things. We've witnessed some things. And we're still here. I want to appeal to somebody today who is struggling with their faith. You're struggling trying to figure out what to do next. Let me give you the short answer, and then we'll talk about it. Here's the short answer. What are you going to do next? You're going to trust God. That's what you're going to do. You're not going to allow the issue, the situation, the predicament, or the thing that is happening deter who you are. Never allow one incident to define your total faith walk. God is not concerned about yesterday. It's gone. He's concerned about now. When the Bible speaks of now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's telling you about the present. We have to have faith now. Now is the moment. You have a history with God. God has done so much for you. God has blessed you. God has taken care of you. When you were doing what you wanted to do, when you were making all the mistakes that you were making, God didn't cut you off. He got you through it. He delivered you, and He's blessing you now. The issue now is that you're sober. And because you are sober, things are starting to knock on your door. And you're starting to see things in a different way. When you were intoxicated, when you were drunk spiritually, you did not see the weapons that the enemy had launched against you. But now the enemy is throwing stuff at you that's really causing you some trepidation. Here's my word to you. Trust God now. Now is the moment. He did not save you to separate from you. He did not save you so that you can now be out on an island all by yourself. He saved you because He has service for you. There is a work for you. Whatever predicament you have, something is coming out of it. And the something is not just anything. It's going to bring glory to God's name. As I was preparing the word of God for the people of God last night and this whole week, really, I took a familiar text, and the Lord began to pour into me so many elements about Himself. What God has done for us in the past, it's not over. He still has the power. He still has the authority. He still has the wisdom. Our goal has to be to keep trusting. You do not ever have any kind of record that says God won't do it. You're still here. You thought you were going to lose your mind the last time, but He got you through it. You thought it was over the last time, but the Lord got you through it. My word to you, my sister, my brother, is to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Circumstances change. Situations change. People change, but not God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are worrying about something that you cannot control. The only control you have is to trust Him. The only control you have is to trust Him. Your eyes are seeing things, your ears are hearing things that the Lord is telling me to tell you not to concern yourself with. You rest in Him. If you can rest in Him, everything, listen to me again, everything is going to be all right. I have purposefully focused myself on setting my affections on the things of God. If you know the things that I have to deal with, it would blow your mind. If you know the people that I have to handle and deal with, it would blow your mind. But this is how God keeps me focused, by keeping me ever mindful of the fact that He's still God. He's going to work it out, and my job is to watch it. Trust and watch it. To you, my sister, to you, my brother, who's trying to fix it for God, you can't do it. Your arms are too weak. Your mind is too feeble. Your strength is not where it needs to be. You can't fix it. The relationship may be over, but God remains. The sickness may have come, but God remains. Remember, he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Remember, he's a doctor who has never lost a patient. Remember, he's a lawyer who has never lost a case. There is nothing too hard for God. And I need you to stop coming to the time of prayer and meditation if you're not going to trust God. You come because you're looking for not a motivational speech. You're looking for a word from the Lord. And some weeks the word may not be for you. It could be for somebody else. But today, for the uncertain, for the person who's foggy in their mind, trying to figure it out, here's God's word to you. God says, I do my best work in the fog. Because while it's foggy, you can intensely pay attention to where he's leading and guiding you. Things had to happen the way they happened. Situations had to happen the way they happened. Your health had to fail the way it fell. Not because you're a bad person. Not because you're an evil person. Not because you don't have good luck, which we should never have anyway, because it's not about luck. But it had to happen that God can be glorified in a particular way. Now that you are able to confront the reality that is before you, what are you going to do? The Lord is aware. I want you to hear me, my brother. I want you to hear me, my sister. The Lord is aware. Now, what are you going to do? He's aware of the sickness. He's aware of the financial deficits that you have. He's aware of the family issues that you're going through. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to trust him, or are you going to fall apart? If you can just hold on, according to the word of God, weeping of the night brings joy of the morning. If you can just hold on through the storm of your self-sufficiency, of you being able to do stuff on your own and solve stuff on your own and relinquish yourself and reside to the fact that God can make a way, God can open up a door, God can bridge this gap, and most of all, God can handle it. If you can just resolve in your spirit to that reality, listen to me. He's going to bless your socks off. Every person who's listening to me, you don't know how I pray for you outside of these 30 minutes that we spend on Sundays and Wednesdays. I pray for you. I don't know all of your names. I don't know all of your predicaments. I don't know all the things that you go through. But when you feel good in a moment, know your pastor, the one who you come together with at 5 a.m. on Sundays and Wednesdays, is praying for you. Because I know the struggles of life is not easy. I know the spiritual journey that we're on is not easy. I go through what I go through so God can keep me sensitive to the issues and the proclivities and the things that you go through. Because I'm the pastor of the church does not mean I don't have heartaches. Because I'm the pastor of the church, it doesn't mean I don't have issues, problems, circumstances. But because God has placed his anointing on me, he pours into me so I can then be sensitive enough to pour into you. You will make it, my sister. You will make it, my brother. You hold on to God. You trust that God knows what he's doing. He has never left you in your past. Yes, you went through some dark moments. Yes, it was dark. It was dreary. It was scary. But the Lord kept you. The Lord resurrected you. The Lord made a way for you. You have to trust his word today. You have to go and rely on what he has done so he can do something great in your life. Where you are right now is nothing compared to where God has brought you from. I heard the doctor's report. I heard what the lawyer said. I heard what others have said. But this is what's missing. What does the Lord have to say? Because after you've heard all the reports on this earth, have you consulted what heaven has to say? Have you talked to him before you make your next mistake? Before you make your next move? Have a talk with the Lord. Lord, lead and guide me. David talks about it in the Psalms, which we're going to preach this morning to those of you who will be at East Zion Fair. I'm ready. I'm loaded and ready. Because God wants to know, what are you going to do as he leads you through the valley and the shadow of death? What are you going to do? Are you going to fall apart and crumble? Or are you going to hold on to God's unchanging hand? Are you going to say, I can't take this no more, and walk away from all the miracles, the blessings that God has yet to bestow upon your life? Or are you going to trust him and say, God, you've been rolling with me my entire life. Your goodness and mercy have been running after me when I didn't deserve it. As a matter of fact, I never deserved it. Your goodness and your mercy has been running after me. What are you going to do, my brother? What are you going to do, my sister? I want to give you a little advice. I want you to trust God. The world around you can be closing in on you. The world around you can be closing in on you. But greater is he who is with you than everything that surrounds you. That's a powerful word this morning. That's a powerful word this morning. My sister, that's a powerful word. Wake up. Yes, Sunday, I was a little discouraged on Wednesday. Somebody fell asleep and was snoring. How could you sleep through this moment when God is trying to give you a word to help you through your week? I get discouraged on things like that because it bothers me that people go through so much and they give up on God so quickly because they don't understand there is power in receiving his word. Because the word is what carries you when you're going through the storm. The word encourages you to stand up when the world is trying to push you down. This morning, the world may be caving in around you, my sister. I know you're listening. The world may be caving around you, my brother. I know you're listening. God is saying, I have not left you. You're not deserted. You're not on an island by yourself. I'm with you, and I'm going to get you through it. As a matter of fact, you're already through it spiritually. It's just that your physical and natural body has not gotten to your place of victory. And when you get your body through your place of victory, you're going to look back and say, had it not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would not be here today. And that leads me to our text of this morning. The text of this morning is very interesting. It's Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 7. I only want to read verse 7, but the context of this text is about Jeremiah now being in prison. They had locked him up. He was facing some hard realities. And listen to me very carefully. He couldn't go nowhere because he had been false accused. And everybody who was with him now had deserted him. Listen to me. People will marry your success. I'm never drunk on that reality. My pastor said that to me years ago before I even became a pastor. And now I live it out. People will marry your success and they will divorce your failure. People will celebrate you when you're on top of the world and they will dismiss you when the world is caving in around you. That's why you build your hope in the Lord, not in people or people's compliments or in people's celebrations of you. Because as soon as they celebrate you, they can denounce you. My sister, you're hurting because you thought you meant that more to that person. You're hurting, my brother, because you thought that person was going to be with you to the end. But listen to me, Jeremiah in our text of today is sitting alone in a prison. The city around Jerusalem had been besieged, and everything that in his world seemed to be on fire. But listen to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Listen to what he does. He prays, and listen to the words of his prayer. O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth by your strong hand and powerful arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Can I read it to you again? He's praying now. I want you to get that in your mind. I want you to hear what I just said. He's surrounded by the Babylonian army. Everybody has left him. He's in prison. He's left with nobody but God. God puts us in those predicaments. You got to come to church today. This is a good word for you, because this is what I'm going to be talking about. He's all surrounded at this moment. And the enemies think they've won. They got him locked. They got him in a corner. And listen to Jeremiah. As the world thinks it's over, he says these words to the Lord. O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth. Watch this. By your strong hand and powerful arms, nothing is too hard for you. His predicament seems impossible. He says, nothing is too hard for you. There is no hope, Jeremiah. You're done. Nothing. God is too hard for you. I feel the Spirit of God right now. Nothing. I don't care what it is. He says, nothing is too hard for you. The word I want to leave with you this morning is simple. Nothing means nothing. Nothing means nothing. The message of today is a message of faith. It's a message of faith. It's a message of faith. Get your faith in order. Tough times are coming. In some people's lives, tough times are already here. But listen to me. With Jeremiah being besieged by the Babylonian army, being in prison, his people has alienated him because he's no more use to them. He rings out to the Lord, you're sovereign, you're great, you're awesome. He gives a praise in the front in it. And then he reminds the Lord that he's well aware of the fact that he made the heavens and the earth. He reminds the Lord it was done with his hands and with his powerful arms. But then he comes to a conclusion after seeing all that he was able to see, that nothing. Oh, that feels like a good preaching moment. Nothing. Somebody, could you just say it with me? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is too hard for you. That's Jeremiah's testimony. That's Jeremiah's prayer. And I want that to be yours today. Nothing means nothing. Absolutely nothing is too hard. At some point in our faith walk, we have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of living on a roller coaster of doubt. Yes, I said it. We have to get sick and tired of it. One minute you trust God, the next minute you don't trust him. One minute the Lord is good, the next minute you don't know nothing about the Lord. You got to get, God doesn't need bipolar saints. He needs saints who are consistent. You're going to have to trust God. Something happened while we were away. We all flew to Rome and we were going on this Greece cruise and the Lord just brought this back in my spirit. Me my family and I had to proceed and go to Spain to be for something my daughter was doing. And the Lord said, no, you're going back to Rome and you're going to make sure the saints get off safely. And when I arrived at the airport, the saints were sitting there. They're like, why did he come back? Pastor, we can handle this. Pastor, you ain't got no business coming back. You be with your family, Pastor. Pastor, Pastor, Pastor. That's all, Pastor. And listen to me. Until you are a pastor, you never know what a pastor assignment is. Had I not returned to Rome, one of the saints who was elderly, who could not get around that well, was denied to get on a flight. And I got on the phone and I started calling my connections and making things happen. They were going to leave her without even giving her transportation to get back. But when I got finished, yes, the saints went on back to Philadelphia. But she and my sister decided, I decided, y'all stay here and we're going to work it out. God is going to work. And God gave me the ability, the knowledge to be able to work it out. And the next day they were able to get back to Philadelphia. Now you may say, Pastor, well, what's the big deal? The big deal is had I been stayed in Spain, I would have missed my assignment. And who knows what could have come at the end of what happened with that saint. You have to understand God knows what he's doing. Stop allowing your know-how because you've been to the university. Stop letting your know-how because you've been living life a long time get in the way of what God has to do. God reminded me of what happened. Everybody else, Pastor, you got to trust that we know what we're doing. Oh, Pastor, you didn't have to come back. Be with your family. No, my assignment was to be the pastor. My assignment was to hear what God would have me do and do what God would have me to do. And what am I trying to tell somebody today? You got to stop listening to people and you got to follow what God is saying. And I want you to hear God's word to you today. God's word to you today is to live in trust, to be led in trust. In trust of what, Pastor? In trust of the Lord. Lord, you brought me this far, not to leave me, but to keep blessing me. God keeps making a way. God keeps opening up doors. God keeps making a way for us. And we have to stop being on a roller coaster. One minute we trust him, the next moment we don't. God can do anything. God can do anything. And nothing is too hard for him. The whole city was surrounded. There was no hope. He was already put in jail. But Jeremiah rings out, nothing is too hard for you, God. That's where the Lord has you at right now. You don't see your way out, but you're going to have to say it out loud. Nothing, Lord, is too hard for you. I know the doctor said cancer came. I know the lawyer said I'm going to be put in jail. I know the judge is going to rule against me, but you got to say to the Lord, nothing is too hard for you. It's never too late, my brother. It's never too early, my sister. It's never too soon for God to work anything in your favor. You have to trust him. That's the word I want to give you this morning. You're going to have to trust him because nothing means nothing. If you can have it, God can heal it. If you can experience it, God can bring you out. We must learn to connect with the sovereign will of God for our lives. We must learn to do that. I got to hurry up. No, we will not live forever. I need to give this to somebody. We will not live forever. Yes, some of us will all transition at some point. But God is saying, why are you living? As Paul said, live for Christ. When you die, be in the presence of Christ. Don't get caught doubting the Lord. He knows what he's doing. Thanks to all of you who encourages me. Pastor, thank you for the words. Thank you for those encouraging words. But listen to me. I need you to make those words applicable in your life today. Let today be the first day of the rest of your life where you just going to totally sell yourself out and trust him. Here's the question of the morning. Why is there nothing that's too hard for the Lord? Here's number one, because he's the source of all power. Keep that in your spirit. The Lord is the source of all power. All power ignites through him. No power can have power unless he sanctions it. So if you got it, he can fix it. Here's the second reason why. Not only because he's the source of all power, but also because he's the source of all resources. You looking for somebody to bless you with a little check, but he's the one who the resources derives from. I beg you to trust that God knows what he's doing. I beg you to trust that God is going to work it out. I beg you to trust that God is the wheel in the middle of the wheel that Jacob talked about. I beg you to trust him today. Jeremiah was surrounded, but he said nothing is too hard for you. But there's one last thing, and not only is he the source of all power, the source of all resources, and the source of all life. There he is. He's the source of all life. You worried about what they can do. You worry about how they can hurt you. But let me tell you a secret. He's the source of all life. While the king is sleeping, he can cause things to happen. He can open up dreams. He can redirect situations in people's lives. He can cause your enemies to bless you. The ones who are trying to hurt you, he can make them hand you something that will bless your life for the rest of your life. Today is the day for you to acknowledge the fact that nothing, 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 nothing is too hard for God. And nothing means nothing. That's your word today. I want you to marinate on it. I want you to stand in it. I want you to walk in it and get ready for church this morning. Don't you let the devil get in the way of your practicing the Lord today. I want to see you in the sanctuary giving God glory for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. Why? Because God wanted you specifically to hear this word. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing means nothing. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace. We thank you for peace. And we thank you for your hand that protects us, that keeps us, and that holds us. Father, the word today has even blessed me. Nothing, nothing, God, nothing means nothing. It's too hard for you. I don't care what it is. You can fix it. I don't care what it is. You can work it out. I don't care how it comes. You are the God who has all power. You're the God who has all resources. Life derives from you, God. And since it does, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe. I'm going to stand firm in your word, believing and trusting that you will make a way out of no way. As a matter of fact, God, you are the way that is the out of no way. So, Father, interject yourself in every person's situation who can hear my voice today. Father, work it out. Fix it, God. Turn it, God. Turn it, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, not so much, God, because of what we must get from you, but because your faithfulness. Because of your faithfulness, we give you glory, God. And we give you honor. Now, God, I pray this morning for Sister Vicky Clark. I pray, God, that you will strengthen her in this moment of acknowledgement. In this moment of acknowledgement, God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray you increase her faith. I pray, God, that you would give the miracle. I pray, God, that you would turn it in her favor, that she may share with the world what the Lord has done. We acknowledge the report of the doctor. But God, we know you better. We know that you can do anything, and nothing is too hard for you. So we extend our prayers to her for her today. And God, we lift her up and we say, God, have your way in her life, have your way in her situation, and God, you work it out. You work it out your way. And we give you glory and we give you praise. We continue to pray for Deaconess Claudia Jones. Continue to strengthen her, God. We continue to pray for Brother Kenan Hunt. Continue to hold him close to you. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones. Keep her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Ashley Murray and for Michelle. Continue to strengthen them, God. We pray for Brother Ben Mobley, Lord. You know him, God. You know all about him. You know the people who cares for him. Father, we pray a special prayer for them. And now, God, for those who have brought prayer lists to the call, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as the persons may have this issue, the persons may have that issue. God, I don't know what the issues are, but I know you. You're a doctor. I know you. You're a lawyer. I know you. You're a mind regulator. I know you. You're a savior. You can do anything. So, Father, we put it in your hand. I stand in agreement with them. And, God, we say, have your way. Bless God. Bless God. Strengthen God. Today, God, pastors will be mounting the pulpits all across this country. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, as they come to the pulpit, let them come with a word from you, that the people may be healed, delivered, and set free. Rest, God, in the sanctuaries today. Save somebody, deliver somebody, and set somebody free. This morning, we lift up E. Zion Fair. Continue to strengthen us, God. Continue to protect us, God. Hold your arms around us. Lead and guide us, God, that we may be the people that you're calling for in this last and evil day. And Father, as I preach the word today, endow me with your spirit and your presence. Let your will be done today, God, in in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are expecting a miracle. Father, we are expecting a miracle. Do it, God. Fix it, God. Turn it, God. And God, we'll be so careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. This is our prayer today. In Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Everybody have a blessed day.
Everybody have a safe trip.
Everybody have a blessed
day. God will work it out for us at all times.
Yes, he will.